Hello and welcome to the Political Perspectives podcast, where we bless your ears with insight and knowledge into the systems of our world. Today I am joined by Amy O'Brien, renowned political commenter and columnist for the Australian media. She's here today to discuss the question, why should Australia become a republic?
Thank you so much, Daisy. It's an honour to be here.
Of course, and we're stoked to have you here today. So much so, we're going to kick this off without further delay. For listeners who are just tuning into our podcast, could you please explain what Australia's current political system looks like?
Sure thing. Currently, Australia operates as a federal government underneath a constitutional monarchy, which means that although our government operates through democratic election, whereby we elect our own prime minister, the Queen of England is our official head of state. Hence, she's also the Queen of Australia. She has no official role in leading our country other than having her representative, the Governor General, sign off on decisions made by our democratic government, which is the extent of her authority and is outlined as so by the Australian Constitution.
And why is this good for Australia? Why do people want Australia's government to remain as it is?
Well, Daisy, I was actually listening to an ABC podcast the other day, a roundtable discussion named Is the Idea of an Australian Republic Dead?, which gave a good insight into the beliefs of both parties involved in this controversial debate. According to this source, Josh Manawatu, who's the deputy chairman of the ACT region branch of the Australian Monarchist League, says that people support monarchism as it is a key element of Australia's history and has proven to be a stable form of governance for Australia for more than 100 years. He says that Australia's constitutional monarchy leads us to have the most stable and best democracy in the world. But beyond that, common reasons for the monarchy include the continuity that is provided by the royal bloodline. It enables Australia to have strong ties formed with other countries. The monarchy also provides Australia with a safety net, as it prevents our Prime Minister from becoming a tyrant, as is seen from absolute monarchies from around the world. Basically, through the Queen having to sign off on our political decisions, Australia is prevented from becoming corrupt as well. And finally, holding a national referendum and creating a republic state can also be a really expensive process for Australia. Also within that roundtable discussion, Josh Manawatu controversially states that he firmly believes that the Queen rules as head of state by divine right and should be able to continue to do so. Basically, he believes that the Queen is appointed as Australia's Queen because God has put her there. However, his belief is literally just an opinion and it's not a common influence on the opinions of most monarchists.
And what about the Republicans, those against the monarchy? What do they believe?
Well, basically, in that same discussion, Peter Fitzsimmons, who is the chairman of the Australian Republic movement, holds a firm belief that having the Queen preside over Australia shows that we, as a nation, are still relying on Britain after all these years since settlement. One thing he says is that the monarchy shows that we are not good enough and that we still need to hold England's hand. Transition to a republic would see Australia gain the ability to elect our own head of state, who would act like a president of sorts, but we would still remain a member of the Commonwealth. If Australia were to become a republic, we wouldn't be the only ones. There are already 37 other countries who are still within the Commonwealth who rule in this way.
Australia is a democratic country, therefore we listen to what the people have to say. What do they say in this debate?
Well, Daisy, the notion of becoming a republic has had a growing support, which is tracked through surveys of the population. The last survey in 2013 saw 53% of Australians wanted to become a republic, whilst roughly 25% supported the monarchy and everyone else didn't mind either way. And these were stated within the roundtable discussion that I mentioned.
Can we look at other countries to formulate a decision on this topic? Perhaps other countries who have transitioned into republics from the rulership of the Queen?
Yeah, of course we can. In fact, in doing so prevents us from making it such a pivotal decision in blind faith. Coincidentally, I was watching a documentary the other day on the Ireland Republic movement in the 19th and 20th centuries called the 1916 Easter Rising. The third installment, When Myth and History Rhyme, went into detail on the cause and effect of the events in Ireland and how they declared their total independence from England.
So why isn't Ireland a part of England anymore?
Ireland isn't a part of the English rule anymore because Ireland was invaded by England in 1169, and from the get-go there was tension between the two nations due to the immediate assertion of power by Henry VIII, calling himself the King of Ireland. There were major religious clashes, with the British attempting to quash Catholicism and replace it with Protestantism, and this was fought against by the Irish people. Their attempts to regain their religion only resulted in penal laws against the Catholics, and many rights were stripped from the Irish people. Fast forward to the 1800s and the English abolished the Irish Parliament, and the Great Famine killed around 2 million Irish people due to the laissez-faire governments of the British. In response to this, the Irish people fought for their independence, preceding and during World War I and World War II, managing to sever all ties to the British monarchy by 1949.
That's not what we want, is it? We still want to remain in the Commonwealth.
Well, because we're a democracy, that's up to the Australian population. It's not completely off the table, but it certainly isn't the most popular proposition when it comes to republics.
Does Ireland's situation mirror our own in any way?
I mean, you would think that, wouldn't you? We're both countries who were under British rulership and who now want out. On the surface, you might think that we're pretty similar. However, situationally, we're in very different boats. From this documentary that I watched, the context of both Republican movements is significantly different. Ireland's people have been oppressed by the British rule for hundreds of years, whilst most of Australia's population is made up of British settlers, meaning politically, we're significantly better off than Ireland ever was. And then on top of this, Australia's constitutional monarchy makes us significantly different to Ireland's absolute monarchy that the British had them under. We have the freedom to decide on these matters, well, freely, democratically. And according to a royal reporter, the Queen herself has noted that if Australia wished to become a republic, they should get on with it. In comparison, Ireland's final fight for independence was a violent one, and it involved many protests, many strikes, participation in World War I, and a civil war over the course of 60 or so years, and resulted in the loss of lives of millions. This just isn't a problem that Australia would have because of our democratic election process. That same documentary also showed that Ireland's fight was for a completely sovereign state and resulted in the separation of their country into Northern Ireland and just Ireland, whereby Northern Ireland is still connected to Britain. This would be an unlikely result for Australia, especially due to Britain's lack of possessiveness over our nation. The change in context means that Britain holds strength through the existence of the Commonwealth and does not need to have state sovereignty over all of its member countries, which is, like, again, exemplified through the fact that 37 countries are already republics and who still preside under the Commonwealth.
So what does this mean for Australia? Can we expect to be electing our own head of state anytime soon?
Well, from my findings, there's a lot of variables into coming to any conclusion. The Labour leader, Bill Shorten, has promised a plebiscite on the topic if his party is to be elected in the next election, which, I mean, if you've seen the news recently, may be very likely. The topic is not one that can be answered lightly. However, I personally value the safety net that the Queen provides for Australia should we ever elect a Prime Minister who could have the potential to become a tyrant, as the Queen has the immediate authority to get rid of him. Being a member of the monarchy is a strong representation of where Australia's democracy was birthed, and it also justifies the stability of our nation and our value in our roots. I can also respect those who see the strengths in declaring ourselves a republic nation, but personally, I think the monarchy is where we really should remain.
Thank you for your time, Amy.
My pleasure.